Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening in the world. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. In the first part, quarter of our show, the first 15 minutes, I give tips and tools, and then we open up those phone lines for the last 45 minutes. So I want to give you that phone number. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And again, we open those lines right after the first break. And what I wanted to talk about today was I'm going to tell you about some classes that are coming up in a little bit. But the important thing that I got as far as guidance with my guides this morning before I did the show, I do a meditation every morning. And they were reminding me of sometimes when we feel really down and out and we feel really afraid and we're tapping into the fear, and there's a lot of fear out there right now. There's a lot of financial problems people have. And so the biggest thing you want to remember is when, as I always talk about, the ability to do energy maintenance exercises, be able to clear your energy field daily and throughout the day. So when you get pulled into the drama, when you get pulled into the fear, name of the game is how fast you could turn yourself around. Plug into that love, unconditional love force, because remember that universal energy is available for each and every single one of us. And think of it as I call it the love wash that comes out and around, and it goes through us. And so the more we become the vessel, the open vessel to receive this universal energy, the more it's like a cream rinse that goes through the snarls. The snarls are your energy, what I call the tubes. And those tubes, we could comb through your hair a lot easier when we're more receptive to the symbolic cream rinse, which equals the love wash, which is the universal energy. And that universal energy has a very high frequency vibration. It's very much, I always compare it to the light bulb. So imagine, that your wattage starts increasing the more you start directing your energy. And so we're directing our energy consciously or unconsciously with every thought, word, and deed. We've been talking about this for years. Everyone's been talking about it, from The Secret to the Law of Attraction to everywhere you look, everyone's talking about the Law of Attraction. And so what happens when your laws of attraction, or what you're trying to bring into yourself, be it more money, be it opportunities, bring it a relationship, doesn't happen? There's a thing that you want to remember, and that's what, the guides and council was talking about, reminding me about this morning, and that's the 51-49% ratio. And so this has been known throughout history by a lot of seers and teachers and ancient ones, that especially when you could feel it's too late, I'm too old to start a habit, I am not in a good energy habit right now, is it too late for me? This is where we want to remember, it's never too late. What we're doing is doing the R's, remembering, realigning, reawakening, and so recalibrating. So it's never, ever too late. This is our natural state. Our natural state is to be one of flow and to be connected to source. And so that's where the other part comes in as far as the practice. And that's where I always talk about holding the energy practice of being the master and practice, the master and process at all the whole time, remembering that you are the master, meaning you are part of source, you are part of creator, and creator is constantly creating. So when you have your energy field get to that critical pivotal 51-49%, it means that 51% of your energy is believing and turning and flipping your vibration. So think of replacing a light bulb from 50 watts to 100 watts, and then it goes up to 1,000 watts. And so again, that enlightens you. It clears you up from the inside out. Your energy field starts to become a filter, so you don't pull in as much of the fear and negative energy. And also, you create like a zero point. So every day is a new day. Every opportunity is a new opportunity. So you're right back down to every second is an opportunity to decide how you're creating your energy. So the more you have that awareness of how you're directing it, the more you tap in and just ask yourself, am I directing the energy in a proactive way? Am I open and receptive, or am I closed down in fear and I'm getting tapped into the fear vibration? And so the more you become aware, the more your energy starts flipping. When we have that 51% of us starting to open more and start being more receptive, taking that love wash, even though 49% of us can get shaky, 49% of our mind can seem like our ego is in charge, as soon as we have, again, that pivotal turning point, we start noticing things in our outside world. What do you start noticing? You start noticing more synchronistic events. You start noticing that you feel lighter. You start noticing, even if a lot of people around you could be doing the fear part, that you just feel a lot literally lighter, physically, mentally, emotionally. You become more sensitive to when things are going into the drama where you just kind of walk away versus wanting to make sure you make your point and that people understand what you're saying. There's not an attachment to outcome. You become, you'd rather be light than right. And so all of those become part of your, what they call in shamanism, is your assemblage point, the way that you view the world. And so that 51-49 ratio is here to remind you that, again, especially if you're feeling the weight of the world, feeling the fears, that it's never too late to start directing your life. And this is about your life force. And so we're directing it either consciously or unconsciously. And so this isn't something that, again, is new. This has been as old as we are. And we are infinite, immortal beings. And so the more we start understanding that and embracing that and really taking the responsibility and accountability of how we direct our energy, the more you start noticing the change in your outside life. And so you can tell yourself if you're in that 51-49% ratio, and if that ratio is becoming more like 55% and 60%, meaning your vibration is getting higher and higher, by your outside circumstances. Do you have flow as far as relationships, as far as personal relationships and friends and family? Is there flow there, or is there drama? Do you have a flow of health coming in? Do you have a flow of happiness, peace? All of that is contained within the life force, within the prana, within the love washes. And again, the more we become open with that, the more we become a vessel, and our energy field becomes a vessel to hold and contain that universal energy force, and that energy force goes through our energy field and clears it out, and that we become kind of like a recycling bin within ourselves. And so now is the time more than ever to, again, start directing your energy as the master. It is never too late, and this is a remembering, rewiring, recalibrating, and there is so much celestial help right now. The guides and angels are so, they're around us, they always have been, but the veil is becoming thinner. So think of when the veil becomes thinner, the veil blocks us from seeing people have crossed over, blocks us from feeling that support from the celestial. And so the more, again, we become a vessel that holds the life force, not only do you become lighter, but it also creates a filter around you, and it filters out that lower discord. I talk about radio stations a lot because I'm on a lot of radio stations. And so imagine that for 5,000 years, we got really used to, consciously or unconsciously, being in the fog or in a staticky radio station. So imagine listening to the show right now, and it's in between channels, and there's a lot of fog. That's what we got used to for a long, long time, getting used to that this is the way it is. What are you going to do? You can't fight it, and so you might as well just go along with it. And so we numb out, and all of a sudden we think that static is the norm, but the static isn't the norm. So as the veil becomes thinner, as we take more accountability and responsibility for our life, there are no victims here. We all come in here with a theme. We all come in here with karmic patterns, and imprints and blueprints. So the more we take that, again, responsibility of how we're directing our life, the more you absolutely will see change in your outside life. And I have a lot of classes coming up that help support that. There's the spiritual development classes. They're starting October 23rd, Friday, October 23rd, and Friday the 30th, Saturday the 7th, and Saturday the November 14th. These are four classes. Every single class has a different subject. And if you cannot make it that day, and it doesn't matter where in the world you are, you can listen to it, and you're going to get a free MP3 of these classes. And so the first class is about psychic development. The second class is discovering the secrets from the ancients. I will be covering shamanism. The third class is about past life, multidimensional living. And the fourth class is you as an energetic being. And so, again, if you're not available those days, if you sign up, you get the free MP3 from the class, and this is where it addresses all different parts of life. We also have a children's development class that is coming up October 25th, that Saturday, from 2 to 5. And we're very excited about this because this is where we tell the kids what foods they should eat and the dangers of drugs, but how many of us teach them that they're energetic beings and give them really good programming. So this is where we're going to help the kids to get very good habits at a young age, and then they have the tools where you guys could address this as a family and really sit down and help each other out. Think of the saying, when two or more gather. And so so doing this as a family unit is getting us back into balance. And so, again, you could listen to it anywhere on the world, and that is October 25th. And, again, it's the same thing. If you're not available to show up that day, we have it available for free MP3 for you, so you could use the tips and tools. We also have the gathering coming up November 6th, Friday, November 6th, and Friday, December 4th, and that's from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, this is where I do the latest teachings, and then I open up for questions and answers, and then we go to a healing and energetic alignment. So all these things are available, including the psychic protection for tween times. That's a free teleclass that's available on the website. So if you want to know in the now what's happening, it's a great thing to sign up for the free newsletter, and we and favorite it, and you could go to the calendar of events, because, again, I do a lot of free teleclasses, and a lot of stuff is going on as far as classes and teleclasses, and we're starting, again, our fall-winter schedule. And so that's what's happening. We have another class coming up as far as a free teleclass, as far as being able to weather energetically through the holiday season, how to make yourself not lose energy and be able to have abundance during this time when we tend to spend more. And so abundance is a state of mind. And so the more we, again, become abundant on the inside, the more we experience on the outside. All right, that's the tip of the day. Remember, 51%, 49, meaning that when that energy turns 51% more into the light, the more you absolutely see the changes in the outside world. We're going to our first break. We're going back to the phone line and opening to the phone lines. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Are you tired of doing everything you've been taught to do, but your life is still not working for you? Do you know the new rules for the game of life? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series, Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm excited about helping you easily transform your life from the inside out. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. And we're opening up the phone lines, and I'm going to say that number again. and that is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. It is a live show today. I know it's Columbus Day, but we are live, taking your phone calls, blah, blah. And why don't we go to those lines, Benny?
Are you all right there?
I'm all right. Okay, I felt like I was saying blah, blah, blah.
It happens, you know, Columbus Day, you know, 1492, oh, you know, he sailed the ocean blue, made our planet the big blueberry that it is, right? All right. We have Renee calling in. She's calling in from Bellevue. This is kind of an interesting call. I like this one, actually, because, you know, we've had recently in the last couple of weeks, and in fact, a couple of months, more people are looking for jobs. Well, this is a particular question. Renee, she wants to know if she should stop accepting applications. She's actually on the other side. She's hiring people. So let's see what Renee has to say. Renee, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Terry. Actually, I'm wondering if I should continue to elicit help from, you know, I want to have an office manager. I'm building a business. Mm-hmm. And I haven't quite secured the right person, except mm-hmm. that there's this gal who's become a friend of mine, and she says she wants to mm-hmm. Build my business with me, but she hasn't. She's been very quite made a commitment.
Okay. All right. Did you give her a timeline?
No, I actually really haven't.
Okay. What's her first name?
Tanaz.
Tanaz. Okay. What I just first heard, Renee, was a timeline. So just in a very just a very mellow, grounded way, just saying that you have an outline that you're working with, as far as a loose outline is what I call it whenever we're trying to co-create with the universe and start our business, meaning that we absolutely have a plan, and that the loose outline means that we're open to flexibility and we're open to changing, especially sometimes the universe will have me go, and all of a sudden I know that I'm going to be going to Pennsylvania in a couple weeks because I'm being directed to go there, and so I know that I will be meeting people and have an exchange. And so the first thing I got was having you really wake up for 30 days saying that that I meet wonderful people that are compatible with my energy, that have my dreams, and we're in line with the same dream, and that I exchange information and give information daily, and so in that the universe is in charge of filling in the details, and that comes in the loose outline. Going to Jeanette's energy, when I see her, I'm seeing that giving her, again, a deadline, and I got even to the over 3 weeks, even into November, and just saying it, and again, a non-charged way as far as that. This is just talking energetic to her and saying that you got to have roots, and so her not absolutely being very helpful is wonderful, and so start by reminding her of that and saying thank you for that attitude of gratitude, and then explain further that you or at the point in your business where you need, it's like a potted plant, and so she helps root it, and now you got to put the roots down and expand the and plant somebody in that office. So is she able to do it or not? And again, having her be able to have a loose outline, and her energy brings me to, again, November. It seems like she's waiting for something outside of her to happen in November. So that means circumstances that are surrounding her that could involve a relationship, a partnership, or something along those lines. Because it's not over her, but it's like a, it could even be a period where she's waiting for, again, her circle or family, or sometimes my kids just started school in September, and it takes a couple months for us to get in the swing of things, you know, because they're in last year of high school and that kind of deal. So there's something along those lines that seem, again, that it's the umbrella is not over her head, and if it was, I'd be saying totally different things. So giving her a timeline, and again, you being open and so energetically keeping your arms wide open to having the universe deliver the people that are shoo-in, that are compatibly energetic-wise and mind-wise and energy-wise, and that you are absolutely open into exchanging and getting that information daily. And that's where we find get messages from the universe when we could be at the hairdresser's, going down to the store and getting some milk and bread. And so it's a wonderful way to live synchronistically. She is the first person on the right side of you. And so, again, any kind of words, and I keep on seeing analogies with potting plants, rooting, and that kind of language. And so explaining it that way to her, I see her right ear getting open, meaning that she's receptive to it. She also, actually, it's interesting. There's a part of her that's waiting for this. It's like expecting it. And so this is, again, a part of what you're just doing is filling in the outlines of your business. And so you're grounding it and bringing it down more to the 3D world. And so that would be a good thing. Do you also have a backup plan as far as somebody that you're interested in beside her?
Well, I realize the person that I thought of first was kind of now the backup plan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I haven't really quite been in contact with this other person since I met the new gal, well, since we've been having a relationship with respect to the business. She's been helping me a little bit. So the other woman would be perfect, absolutely perfect, and I'm wondering if I, you know, she's still going to be in some way involved.
I do see that she's standing behind this woman, so that means to me that, and she's in the front fibers on the right side, so she's energetically not positioning herself in the background, and so that means to me you're either consciously or unconsciously having her, again, as a backup plan, even if it's kind of a loose one, and the way she's standing, and I energetically pull somebody's energy and try to put her behind her to see what her energy does, and she puts herself back in front of you, and so that means to me she's consciously or unconsciously still open and receptive to define what it would mean to work with you, and she hasn't shut the door to that, because if she has, she'd be positioning herself on the left side, and I'm also hearing that she would need details, and or did she want more hours than you were originally being able to give her?
Well, you know, those finite details we have not discussed, because
Do you have a feeling that she needed that? I'm talking about candidate number two.
Yes, I do. Okay. I feel like she needs, you know, full-time, all-the-time work. And
okay, all right. Okay, so that's where, so you said you know she needs that?
Yeah, that's my feeling.
Okay. Then that's
she has
where,
kids, and she, you know, she raises her kids wonderfully, so, you know, of course.
Right, so that's where I'd absolutely get all the details and even see if it's workable where, if, let's say, somebody that does the kids full-time, that they might be looking for something part-time, and so a lot of times I have two part-time people that end up being full-time, and it works out good for everybody, you know what I mean? Everyone could kind of do their hours, and so, and the biggest thing, Renee, is what I see in your energy field, which is so important, it's right above your head, it's right through the 7th or 12th chakra, is that loose outline, so you're starting to fill in more of the details, so think of the loose outline, I see the letter A, B, C, D is all written in, and now you're figuring out, so it's the smaller, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and so you're at that time of manifestation to bring it down into the 3D world, and so it is giving those, again, question. I mean, asking the people those questions and not overextending yourself. Like when I first started my business, I didn't need somebody 40 hours. I needed them a certain amount of hours, and so I just laid it out, but it also allowed them to have the flexibility of going working for somebody else if they needed to, you know what I mean? So it all worked out, so it didn't limit anybody, and it actually was beneficial to everybody, and so that's where I'm seeing, especially from now to the end of the year, again, as you fill in more of the details, it just comes right through you, which is fascinating. It's like we literally become the mirror. What we're mirroring out to the universe, we pull back in. And so I like your mirror, meaning that it has a lot of Windex. It's very clear, and it's not really foggy, and that's the most important thing for any of us to manifest anything down from a job down to a thriving business. And so that's the most important job. So getting these details as far as these women. And the first thing, are you kind of hesitant because of the friendship with the first woman?
A tad.
Okay. All right. Because
I think I could clear that up actually today by making a phone call.
Good. So. I was just going to say, because I don't really see that as, I see you wiping things down with Windex. So if you just made a phone call this morning, then it absolutely is getting cleared up for sure, because it's, again, right in your energy field. And if I just see it and you just made a phone call, that's exactly why I'm seeing you wiping it out. And so that's, again, a good thing. And absolutely, to explain any kind of analogy that makes sense for you. I just saw potted plants, so I don't know if that's where she would be hearing stuff more. And again, you're talking about grounding, that the foundation and the soil is ripe. Think of Miracle-Gro is underneath your feet now, and then you're very selective as far as what seeds you're putting in, and that you see her as a very wonderful seed. And so is she ready to ground and expand there with you or not, or that you need to know by a certain amount of time? Okay.
That's a wonderful analogy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Gary.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day, Renee.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
All right, that leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And, Carrie, we have a first-time caller calling in from Kirkland. Her name is Sharon. Sharon's having a few little issues connecting up with her 18-year-old son. He's obviously recently 18 years old. He's been out of tough times. He's gotten out of it. But, you know, mom wants to, you know, have a good relationship with, you know, her son and try to get things, you know, moving again. She just needs a little bit of coaching. So, Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
What's your son's first name?
Nick.
Nick, okay. I have a 17-year-old daughter, so I know exactly what you're going through. And the best thing that I established a long time ago was to talk to them energetically. And so that's where you talk right to their higher self. You go right to their angel self, and you go right to it. It gets out of the power play and the pushing play because they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be, wanting to individuate from us and stand up energetically on their own, have their own energetic autonomy. And so many times, Sharon, when I would talk to my daughter, let's say she went off to school all huffing and puffing, all mad at something, and then I just went right to her angel self. I saw her in front of me, and I got myself centered to make sure I was being my angel self, and so I would make sure I wasn't doing it with an agenda or that kind of deal, and I just worked on listening to each other and even just pulsing love from the heart, and so it doesn't even have to have any words. When you do that, all of a sudden, when I do that, my daughter stops her words in the middle of a word. She stops her sentence, and she's like, and because that goes beyond any, think again, the analogy of a radio station. It cuts through all the static, and that's perfect pitch, and all of us hear that and feel that and sense that. And when I'm looking at Nick's energy, I see him with his right ear very big. It looks like the Dumbo ear, and the left ear very small. So think of the left ear represents the females in particular taking in information. It's his female side of his body. It's also his receiving side. So think of energetically he's pushing his energy out, defining himself as a man, going out into the world. And so he's pushing himself a little bit too much on the right side, and so if the left side is compensating by closing in. So the best thing that you could, again, do is see him balanced, even visualize him with energy going back and forth, infinity eights, and visualize if you talk to him, make sure you literally place yourself on his right side because it will be much more receptive to hearing messages. When somebody's ears are energetically closed or they're tighter, they're not hearing. So especially over the next 3 months, Sharon's sitting on, again, his right side. So if you're in the car and he's driving, that would be a good time to talk. And a lot of times with driving is when they can't escape. They're in the car. And so those kind of things, and especially I keep on seeing a father coming in and giving you the number 3. And so you're going to see a lot of 3s, and that's confirmation that they're in and around you over the next 3 days, the next 3 weeks. Because there's a part when I look at Nick, especially in his heart, I see this yellow energy going in the higher heart. And so that means the oversoul energy. So think of that as that there's a part of him that is really split down the middle of wanting to go underneath your wing, and then also wanting to individuate in his own. I'm going to pick up this call after we come back from this break, because we are going to go to our break, and we're going to go right back with Sharon right after this short break.
Be a part of intimate conversations with women's health pioneer Dr. Christian Northrup and lifestyle expert Cheryl Richardson as they take your questions and discuss the pitfalls and pleasures of practicing good self-care. This all-day event will help you create a life of health and happiness. It features individual presentations by each author, as well as a joint appearance. Join us in Boston on October 17th for an empowering event. Visit hayhouse.com for seats.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show. We're live here on Columbus Day, taking your phone calls and for the rest of the half hour and for the next half hour, let's say. And Sharon, we have Sharon on the line, and Sharon was asking.
Hi,
your 18-year-old son, Nick. And so when I was talking about the gold, whenever I see yellow gold on that part of the heart, Sharon, that's what I call the high heart. It's like, again, connecting to the oversoul, or think of it as a like the higher self energy. And so think of that's a part of where you want to connect to it. And it's interesting because he really shows me where he has you on the right side with his arm over you. So not only does he feel the connection to you, but he also hears your direction. It's like he puts you as kind of mom, dad, you know? And so, and especially when I look at the bottom of his energy centers, there's a part of Nick that is really fighting with his 2.5 to 4-year-old child within himself, and I see him arm wrestling, and especially he feels like there's too big of shoes for the male to sit in. I'm seeing him looking at father shoes or what male shoes look like, and it feels intimidating to his 2.5 to 4-year-old. And so think of what his energy is showing me is that he knows that you're a given, meaning that you are supportive of him, you see him, and that you even can see him in his most vulnerable point, and you don't castrate him energetically. You don't cut him down. And so that's a good thing for him to know. And so, but also, paradoxically, when our kids know that, because my kid's doing the same thing, that's when they can push the limits, because they know that we're going to be loving them unconditionally. And so again, what I see is over the next 3 months, the next 3 days, the next 3 weeks, is have him be accountable and responsible for his own energy. And where I said to my daughter, and my father's saying this to you, as far as like when she wants to be big, he wants to be big, I'll say to her, you just directed a bunch of arrows to me. And those arrows, like through a dirty look or through sharp words, just went into my energy field, and it's putting holes. And so I call her on what she's doing and reminding her. And so the more that she does it, I will talk to the hand, and I'll stop her, and I'll say, redirect. And so I constantly to remind her of what she's doing, not only to me, Sharon. I want her to know that she's doing this to everybody.
Right,
when
to
she's,
learn how
exactly.
To, right.
And people pick up on it, and also remind him that the veil is becoming thinner. So people, they don't even have to be into the metaphysics or anything like that to be able to pick up. We all can pick up on people's moods of brooding, of people directing energy, of and also softness and niceness. And so what you're doing is giving him tools that last a lifetime, having him take more accountability and responsibility. And also I keep on hearing him say, give me a break, give me a break. But he's saying it to himself. And when I look in the corner of the brain, that's the deep in his subconscious, there's a part of him that I see him on a he looks like on a durable ride, and he's sweating. And there's, again, the big shoes next to him. And so there's a part of him that's really feeling a lot of pressure within himself, and that I have to fit in those big shoes. And my worst nightmare is that I'm not going to be in those big shoes. So anything that you could pull him in and, again, have him take accountability and responsibility, because he wants to be the big boy, and he is turning into a young man, that how he directs his energy is a direct cause and effect, in that we feel those karma is instant. We just don't feel it all the time because we're a denser energy. But believe me, it's speeding up faster. So anything that you can do to have him come around and take energetic responsibility, I see he's receptive to it. And again, think of him whenever you talk to him. Pause for a moment and just go right to your heart. What through that whole talking aligned to his heart. Just get right down out of the head, out of the static, and visualize like perfect pitch of the soul. And it works like magic because it is magical in the way that we're tuning into the universal hum of the universe, our universal notes, and that is unconditional love. And so what you're also letting him know is that you love him unconditionally, versus, no matter what he's doing, because there's a real pressure. And I don't see this from you. I want to say this. This is like from outside sources, from his own karmic wiring, that he has to fit in these big shoes, and his terror is that he's not going to be able to get in these big shoes. And a part of the right shoe looks like a clown shoe, so there's a part of him of not wanting to look like a fool or a clown, you know? And so that could even make him clowning around or act like he's not serious at time, or, again, keep on swinging like the pendulum. But I really see the energies flipping again over the next 3 days, next 3 weeks, into the next 3 months, where you feel like you're back in the swing of things. And you have the tools to realign it when it feels like it's going out of alignment. And these kids are absolutely feeling the energy right now of the love washes that are happening, but they're not feeling it very love washy. I notice that they need a little extra grounding, a little extra TLC, because they absolutely are receptive and are feeling that everything is going on. But the faster they learn, again, that everything is their energy, that they learn in fourth grade, we tend to forget it in fifth grade, and so having him get into a good habit is just like reminding him to brush his teeth and wash his body. And so this is what we want to remind the kids, because that's where we all are energy, and energy collects static and collects lint, just to think. And so he wants to wash it off daily, and then he'll feel cleaner and clearer. I also just heard some sort of like shamanism. There's an author out, Ted Andrews, and he's phenomenal. He wrote a lot of the Animal Speak books, and he talks about animal totems, but he also has books for children, like Psychic Protection, that kind of book, and I just saw you handing that to him, and it really goes into all different kind of protections that we could use, and it's built. So he has a series for children. So Ted Andrews, Psychic Protection, I'd absolutely give that to him. Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Cool.
All right.
You are so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lots
you have
of
a
hope
great day
right now. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome, hon. Bye bye.
Okay, that leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819, the Carrie O'Connor Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're going to hit up Federal Way. We have Claudia calling in. She recently got a new job. That's a good thing. She wants to know, is it going to keep going? Hopefully the spirits are going to be up. Claudia, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Claudia?
I'm doing good.
Good.
My new job, it's a same position that I've had. They just closed our old office and moved us to a new one. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious to what you are feeling and seeing about that financially.
Okay. All right. What is the significance with something, a history in December in the old place? What's the December history? It's almost like, you know how sometimes with, fiscal years or taxes or something like that, they have a thing in December. When I get to December, I just get pulled back to the history of December. But I see a gold egg around you, so think of that as protection from you. It feels like it's going from the outside source. And so think of from now to December, people are getting themselves rooted in again. When we move anywhere, even if it's across the hall, even if it's even from one side of the room to the other, we're energetically moving to a place, and it takes time for us to get grounded and rooted down and feeling like the flow. And so the gold egg around you, Claudia, represents that you are in the swing of things. You do the tools, and especially, again, from now to December in particular, it's like that gold represents balance, the gold represents stability, and golden opportunities. So I see golden opportunities in and around you. And I also hear whistle while you work, so that Snow White. And so whenever I hear that symbol, that means you tuning up and having a thing of whistling while you work. So getting ready and geared up whenever you walk in there, especially if it feels shaky, because we do absolutely, some people react when they get unrooted more than others. And so it's like you're putting, again, a protection around you, but that gold, it's like it protects you from other people's unsettled energy and as they're trying to root down and grow down. And I also see, too, when it comes to December, two paths come coming out in front of you. So that means a crossroad, a pathway, and another opportunity, and they're equal. So that means to me, again, a sense of extra expansion, extra responsibilities, but they look even, and your heart isn't closing down. So that means to me your heart in is agreement with this other opportunities and or expansion or that kind of thing, and or feeling like you can really let yourself go, and it's a positive thing. So it's a good move. It's a smooth move. And again, I keep on seeing in December to be open to something coming in from the past that goes around. Again, a December history that has to do with work that could be, again, adding more responsibility, different opportunities, and that now is the time. So again, be all ears, and this is a good opportunity for you, and make sure you have the goals around you if it resonates with you, because it's really going to help you as everyone gets settled in there, okay?
All right. Thank you, Terry,
You're
very
welcome.
Much. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Claudia.
All right. You're just ripping right through these callers,
yes.
aren't you today, Carrie?
Yes, I am.
Well, cool. We have only about a couple minutes before the break, so let's go ahead and just maybe give out some information for you, and then we'll reserve the last 10 minutes for our last few callers.
Last call. Okay,
yep.
Good. Well, I just want to recap a lot of the callers, and it was what we were talking about earlier as far as how important it is for us to direct our energy and how important it is for that we do have the power to control our circumstances, be it relationships with our son, be it having a new job, be it getting new employees, that we absolutely are doing it, whether we're conscious of it or not. And so the more we do our actions and take responsibility and accountability for how we're directing our energy, the more our outside circumstances have flow. We all have, it's like they call it zero point. Every day is a new beginning. Every second is a new beginning. So we could turn things around, even that seems really off balance, because we get, think of a new sheet of paper, again, every single day. Creator always creates, and it doesn't repeat old things. It creates newness. And so being plugged in and aligned with the energies of creation allows you to get more in flow with that universal energy, which absolutely will bring more flow into your life. And now more than ever, they call it metal to the pedal, is that there's a real urging going on, an urgence and emergence. And so we don't have to feel that urgence as in a fight or flight reaction. We could think of it more as emergence. And what we're emerging is with the Christ consciousness grids, is with the Christed body, is the Buddha body, is the unconditional love. So the more, again, we open ourselves and become the vessel, the more of that energy, the more it goes, literally permeates through our cells, and it goes out to those around us and acts like a tuning fork, and then it affects our surroundings, and then it goes out to the universal grids. And so, like, literally attracts like. And so the more you are plugged into that universal energy, the more, again, your outside circumstances will absolutely show that, from kids to coworkers to creating jobs. So we're going to go to our break, and we're going back to the phone lines. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gertz, and I was a winner of Dr. Pat's Makeover 2009. While a part of me set aside expectations of winning, another part of me started to act as if I'd already won by taking steps on my own in the areas of my life that I wanted to change. This was the most important piece for me. I continue to benefit from the makeover, and I'm oh so grateful to be back on track and paying it forward to my community. Visit drpatsmakeover.com for information and entry form. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show, using her extraordinary connection with spirit Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I will be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
I would love to do that. Let's bring on Trish. She's been waiting so patiently. She's calling in from Albany, New York, and it sounds like she's been having a little bit of a disagreement with a friend, and she needs some help with it. So, Trish, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Having a disagreement with a friend, thought it would be resolved by now. It hasn't. Birthdays are coming up, and just wondering if we'll get through this.
Okay. All right. The first thing I'm seeing is a maternal grandmother and paternal. The ladies are coming, and they're grabbing a great-grandmother on paternal side. So that whenever I see triangles and somebody has energy field, I make a note of it. Because if you draw a triangle, Trish, it's like taking the friend aside, because this is really important. So think of the triangle as if you flip a triangle and you drew a triangle out and draw little circles on top of it, on top of the triangle points, and move it around, that means like you always have a base and nobody's on top. That means having a solid base, and the energy allows, so like think of the ball on top, to be able to expand and to know that they have backing up. And so what the ladies are emphasizing, because they're putting this cap over your head, and it looks like one of those caps that we used to use to color our hair, to have frosting, and they used to be rubber, and they'd pull our hair out, and they actually were very uncomfortable. When I see that symbol, that means to me there's a part of you that could be pulling your hair about this and feeling the tension of the birthdays coming up, and also feeling your hands are totally tied because of miscommunication and or no communication. And so this is where you're at choice point, at zero choice point, the new beginnings, where you can look back and say, okay, what I'm doing right now isn't honoring me. And so here I'm going to take this cap off, because that cap represents our worst nightmares. It represents, again, pulling our hair out. And I keep on seeing short hair getting pulled out by those metal things. And I used to be a hairdresser among my many other careers. And those things were painful, and especially if there was a new cap, you had to do the whole. So what I'm saying is that there's, again, a sense of pulling my hair out kind of energy, and it goes through your emotional body. And so, and especially on the right side, and so that's the present time right now. And so think of, again, when you take that cap off, it allows more energy, literally, because that cap blocks energy. And then when we are blocked, then we're going to go to our history. Our energy automatically does that. And so, and then it's going to pull up any history that has the theme of what this theme has, and that is betrayal and abandonment. And so then, all of a sudden, consciously or subconsciously, we're going to gather and collect energy balls that have to do with betrayal and abandonment, and that kind of goes and weights on our shoulder, and I just saw it as like a cloak on the shoulders, and so then it's like elongates your neck, and so think of and the neck is really balanced in our head and our heart, or communication between our head and our heart. And so think of taking this time right now and taking her and putting her what I call off on the shelf, meaning that understand and get to know that place, going back to the triangles, that you back yourself up, that you become your own best friend in feeling the support of your guides, of your angel self, and really feel it cellularly, where that people and energy and high angels are behind you supporting you, and that means your higher self. And then it allows you to open up your shoulders shoulders more, and that also has your heart signature go out. And guess who it goes out to? All of those people in our soul group, and our friends, and our sacred friends. And so, and this goes out to not ego stuff. It goes out to sacred sound, as I was saying before. It cuts right through any kind of our karmic patterns, and it goes right to the person's soul. And this is where we have to allow ourselves to let go of non-attachment and let go of outcome, because sometimes things are reason, season, lifetime. So be willing to let go, surrender, and allow allows the energy to start repatterning itself. And so it doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to have no conversation, but be willing to walk through that. It's like the phoenix through the fire. Be willing to let go, because right now if you're pulling your hair out of over a relationship, then it's not honoring you. And go back to, why would I be in something that I'm pulling my hair out? And so what does this represent? What does this relationship represent to me? Because when any of us, and we all do this, Tricia, we look on the outside of ourselves into relationships, and so we get jazzed up about certain relationships. Those people have qualities that we that they can bring out in us, and so that's why we feel so good around these individuals. And so that's what we want to look at, is what qualities, how do we feel around these people? And then we want to work on those feelings within ourselves. So if they make you feel grounded and make you feel great and supported and loved, then you want to love yourself, support yourself, and ground yourself. And so look at the right out, literally take a pen out, take time to get into the feeling body, because when we leave it up in the mental body, it's like the mental body goes and collects all those static balls, and then we get more static, and then we start again having an energetic thing where we're pulling our hair out. And believe me, she is getting this communication whether you're physically talking to her or not, because we're all communicating with each other. And that's where you want to go to another point of the triangle of understanding and knowing, not just in the mental body, really knowing that death can't even separate us. And so we're all connected and interconnected. And so that being willing, again, it's part of the surrendering and allowing part of us, of knowing that we're so intimately connected, especially those people in our soul group, that we're communicating all the time. And what we want to be is consciously communicating high love, unconditional love, and not love with conditions. I love you if, I love you when, I love, and most of us are taught how to do love with conditions. And so that's what brings us back to the drawing board of ourself, and really being able to unconditionally love ourselves, be the supportive friend that we want to see in another person. And the more we do that, it goes to the third ball of that triangle. It allows those messages to go across. And if she's not holding that vibration and frequency, and this is where you want to have your affirmation, if it resonates with you, just like I said to one of the other callers, that every day you wake up and you say, I meet every wonderful people that are aligned with my energy. I meet them and we exchange information, we exchange energy, and that these people are, again, aligned with what I'm doing, and my job is to be willing to go out there and meet them. And those people that are not aligned with my energy, it's not like a hierarchical thing, but you're loving yourself and backing yourself up enough that if there's struggle and strife, or it seems like what I call somebody's on elevator 3, where there's chaos and separation and the 3D reality, and elevator 5 has the unconditional love energy, we want to get ourselves to elevator 5, all of us. And so that also, on the big picture, allows energy for your friend, because especially because she's in the soul group energy, that she can go and hear and energetically feel you going up to a different, more of a clearer pitch. And so we all are looking for that. It's like the void in our hearts. We go outside of relationships to want to fill it, and this is where we're getting downloaded with information, and we have for thousands and thousands of years by Jesus, by Ascended Masters. Hey guys, look within, fill yourself within, and then those relationships outside of us is not the you complete me relationships, they're you complement relationships. And so we're at this big, huge, pivotal turning point in our lives of being able to attract to us you complement relationships. And that means that we feel complete inside, going back to that triangle. And that means you're backing yourself up, your arms are open. And again, believe me, Trisha hears and feels all of this information, because and her soul feels it. And if she decides that she can still be in a holding pattern, then you want to just, again, be willing to just say, okay, I'm closing this off because this doesn't feel good. And so it doesn't necessarily mean have to be communication, but you do want to cut off what's going on now. And so it allows new beginnings. But a lot of times we hold on to, I see all these nines. And so think of now through September in particular, I see you holding on to like kite strings. And it's like there's a sense of your hands are shaking. So it's like being able to want to ground down when the nines mean closing off to allow the tens, which is all about October, and ones are all about new beginnings. new beginnings to plant in a different level, meaning not having old dynamics of the relationship. And so the first thing you want to start off is with yourself. And so the more you do that, it's actually a sacred friendship that's part of the karmic plan, that you would have this agree to have this disagreement, to both have yourself teach yourself some sacred higher learnings here about love and unconditional love. And so think of this as part of a grander plan. And so here is a perfect opportunity for you, again, to back yourself up, open up your whole heart signature, understand and know that you're talking to her, be willing to let go of the relationship, because if it's off balance, then it's not one that the higher self, the higher essence wants to have around us, because then it's limiting us and saying that this is the only person that could fill my friendship, relationship, and department, and that's not true of anything. We are there's trillions and people out there that could be filled, billions of people out there, and so we want to be open to infinite possibilities with infinite relationships, and a lot of times when we surrender with this, all of a sudden the person gives us a call, but not doing it to have them wait for giving us a call, but a lot of times that does happen because they feel the energetic shift, especially with the energy shift that you guys hold each other. It's like a twin-flamed relationship, and so a lot of times people think that only could be partners, but we absolutely can have this with friends and with children, and so when we have these components and with these energy patterns, it feels like an extra a pull, or it feels like an extra urgency, or it's like we can't imagine, or we're energetically pulling our hair out without their relationship. That's when we want to, again, go back to ourselves and say, wait a minute, I know it's off balance to have me think anything is, I can't survive without anybody. It's not, I got to go back to myself. And so, and that's where we, that going back to the building blocks, the triangles. And again, the triangle is where you back yourself off, Trish. And again, understand and know that she hears this relationship. I also see the second week of November, I'm hearing ding dong, and it's a light ding dong. So that means to me there's a potential for communication, or that you could hear in or about her through somebody else, because it's not, I don't see her standing right in front of your doorway. But again, all of this is good because you want to think that I'm closing off the way it is now because I don't want to continue this. Or if you do want to continue this, then you want to look at why would I want to continue this when it's giving me heartache and heartbreak. And so that's where it goes back to, again, what is the original themes here? And so it goes in what your body's screaming to me is betrayal and abandonment. And so that goes back to way before her. And so you could use this as a huge opportunity for what I call the soul retrieval, turning things around at a cellular level, and then you're clearing out in any direction, space, of time, way before you met her, any kind of betrayal or abandonment.